Welcome to Athens Happens. I'm Emily Zeiler, Digital Managing Editor at The New Political.
And I'm Bo Kuhn, Senior Digital Producer.
Athens Happens is a podcast brought to you by The New Political, a student publication dedicated to exploiting the nuances of Ohio University, Athens, and state politics.
You can find new episodes on Monday at thenewpolitical.com or wherever else podcasts can be downloaded.
Please note that these views and opinions talked about in this episode do not reflect those of The New Political. This week, we sat down with one of TMP's own opinion writers, Bryce Hain, who is also founder of the Third Amendment Club at Ohio University. Hi, Bryce. How are you?
Hi, Emily. I'm good. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. So just for any of our listeners who may not know what the Third Amendment is, can you explain what...
Yeah. Essentially, the Third Amendment is it's the amendment that outlaws soldiers quartering in your house. This was a big deal during the colonial era where British soldiers would frequently take people's houses and live in them during the Revolution. And the exact text from the Constitution is, no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner prescribed by law. So here at the Third Amendment Club, we are very passionate about defending that right.
So what made you decide to start the Third Amendment Club?
It kind of started out as a joke.
Okay, explain that a little bit then.
I was in the DSA group chat, the Democratic Socialists of America, and someone was talking about the Second Amendment Club. And I jokingly posted asking who here would like to join my Third Amendment Club.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And
I remember you tweeting about that, right?
And it was a complete joke. I thought it would get a few laughs, and that'd be about it. But then someone thought I was serious. So now,
how big has this joke gotten?
Pretty big. As of right this second, our group me has a total of 164 members.
So, does that make you the biggest political organization at OU?
I don't know for sure. It's very hard to gauge membership counts because do you count alumni? Do you count just what's in the group chat? Do you count what Bobcat Connect says? But
that's fair.
I do know that I've heard a rumor that the Second Amendment Club has 60 something people in their group me, so bigger than that. I know the ACLU is around 60 as well, I think.
So you're around three times larger, a little less than three times larger than both of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the biggest competition that I know of anyway is the OU Dems. And one of our members who is also in their group chat as of a few hours ago said that their group me has 161 members. We have
so
a reminder, we have 164
yeah.
as of today.
Well, I think it's important to mention that it's not an official OU student organization yet.
Right.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask.
Is the Third Amendment Club officially recognized by Ohio University at this time?
Not yet, although I did just submit the paperwork required for it to the Campus Involvement Center, so I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Okay. So the requirements for that include...
So the requirements are you need at least an exec board. In our case, that includes a treasurer, a president, a vice president. I think that's the minimum you require, but we also have a social media coordinator who runs our Instagram and Twitter pages. And then you also need an advisor along with that. And then aside from that, you need a name, a picture, a description, and a constitution.
Okay. So who is your advisor?
Our advisor is Dr. Jun Koons from the Political Science Department.
Oh, okay.
What is he, do you know, like, what his area of expertise or anything is?
I believe he specializes in political theory.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly which topics in that.
What are your hopes for the future of the Third Amendment Club?
I think the Third Amendment Club is, well, it started off as a joke, but we do have both some serious issues that we are passionate about, as well as statements we're trying to make. So as far as statements go, I believe talking about the Third Amendment is a really good reminder of just how outdated the Constitution is, as well as how out of touch the Founding Fathers really are with modern day America. So I think it's just a good reminder that just that the Constitution is not necessarily up to date. Do you want me to go for some of the serious positions we have?
Sure, yeah.
And then we also have some serious positions about the Third Amendment. One particular issue we're passionate about is overturning the court case Michelle versus City of Henderson. Essentially what happened in that court case, what happened that led to that court case was police asked Michelle to use his home to essentially spy on his neighbors who they suspected of a crime. And when Michelle said no, they took it over anyway and basically just used it as a base of operations to spy on his neighbor. Michelle took it to court, and he alleged that they violated both his Fourth Amendment and Third Amendment rights, but the court threw out the Third Amendment part because the wording of the Third Amendment specifies that it applies to soldiers, which they did not interpret as including law enforcement, which is a position that we at the Third Amendment Club strongly disagree with, because at the time the Constitution was written, there really was no formal law enforcement like there is today, and the military and the soldiers would be the ones more or less conducting what a modern day law enforcement does.
Yeah, law enforcement wasn't even an idea, and it actually was founded in the United Kingdom in like the late 1800s, right. So...
Do you believe other Ohio University students should start clubs in support of other amendments?
Like I said, our club is a statement about how outdated the Constitution is, so I would say no. I think an old document is not in itself any good reason to support a particular political view. I think if you're passionate about something that is covered in the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, you should probably make a more vague organization in support of the issue itself rather than just basing it off of what some people 200 years ago wrote about.
Okay.
Or if you are passionate about any of those amendments, you could also join groups like ACLU, who are dedicated to protecting those civil liberties anyway.
So do you think that, like, because you're saying, like, with the Third Amendment Club, like, yes, it started off as a joke.
Yes.
But, like, like now you you're trying to show that like the Constitution is just like outdated. Do you think like a club like that's literally just about like, I don't know like what it would be called, but what that is the main focus instead of just like the Third Amendment could exist, like sprouting off maybe from the Third Amendment Club?
Maybe, but I think satire is a very powerful tool. I mean, the recruitment numbers speak for themselves, I believe.
That's fair enough. Can't argue with the numbers. You seem to have met the qualifications to be a student organization, at least by my not expert opinion.
Well, I filled out all the forms asked for on the Bobcat Connect website, and I submitted it. So pending their approval, we will be an official club.
So... in a hypothetical scenario where they reject your application because the group started as a meme, what would you do going forward?
Probably just keep doing what we're doing now.
Okay.
I don't think official university organization is that important to the club. The main reason we're going for it is just because it'll allow us to book rooms and tables if we ever wanted to.
Okay.
As well as apply for like SAC funding and stuff for recruitment.
Do you have ideas for events like that?
Right, that we've talked about doing like meetings, and like some informal socials, but nothing too concrete yet. I've been personally focused on getting it registered all week.
Okay. Anything else from you?
Yeah, I have no additional questions.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about the club?
You should join it. And check out our social media pages that our social coordinator, Kara, and Claire work very hard on.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Athens Happens. Make sure to check out thenewpolitical.com for podcast episodes and other content. Thank you, and until next time.